Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It, like, we got to do something about it, and we got to be able to show what we've been talking about throughout training camp, throughout OTAs, because all of that is not translating to stacking wins for us. So I think that's what the gist of this game is. Like, let's go out there, show the kind of football we can play, stack a win in a win column, then we can move from there.
All right, welcome back. A lot of Tua Tagovailoa. I'm sure a lot of it will start to pop up yesterday afternoon. And listen, this goes back because of the position that it is. It's quarterback, and it is the most important position in sports, except maybe a goalie in hockey. So anyway, speaking of that, man, speaking of hockey, damn, I hope Alexander Barkov got some good news. I know they probably know by now. Matter of fact, if it is an ACL, they know real quickly. We just saw Nick Boza have one and saw him come off. And you see a signal he gave mom and dad up in the stands. I know mom for sure. I'm not sure if John was there, his father or not. But I know he saw his mom and he gave her the "this is bad" signal. And sure enough, 2 days later, it was ACL. So hopefully Alexander Barkov gets a bad sprain, knee or something out of this and is not gone. Because if it's ACL, he's probably done for the season as one of the best players in hockey as they're going for this three-peat. They've already got Matthew Tkachuk out for a couple of months. But I got news for you, man. They're still going to win games. And don't get me wrong, you can't lose guys like that who a lot of people think those two guys are – two of the top 10 players in hockey. And obviously when you keep winning championships, you can't just say they're a whole bunch of just really good players. You got stars and they've got them. And those are two of the best. So hopefully and we're going to know today. Today's the day, man. Today's the day that we find out. He knows right now. And so we'll see what comes out today. We got a lot of cool stuff going on here. By the way, we're giving away that another four-pack today for the Marlins.
Yeah, we can.
Hell, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, Woody, this thing got a heck of a lot more fun.
I know. So who would have thought, right?
The Mets games would be the Mets, who, by the way, God bless them, lose every game you can. You went out, you got an owner to come in and spend money. I mean, he was spending money like a rock star on cocaine. He really was. He was getting after it.
Wow.
And that's a max. That's old school.
Yeah.
Rock stars, you know, hitting it hard.
He surprised me with that.
24/7. And so anyway, all of a sudden the Reds are one game behind the Mets. I think Arizona's only a couple games back, but it's a little bit more of a long shot. So the Marlins are in a situation. It's going to look like the game's up in New York. It is. It's going to look like a Mets home game. That's okay. The Marlins will accept. We'll accept you for all three games.
Well, we're ready to roll here with this giveaway whenever you want. We do. I think we got to make sure that it doesn't go to a Mets fan somehow, though.
Now, how are you going to do that? I always love when you say that.
Well, you can instantly tell. I mean, if it's a scumbag,
you can tell
or not. But
so now you're a scumbag. So you know scumbags now. Is that what you're saying?
I could tell a Mets
half
fan.
Of this place is some people have lived in New York at one point in their life, and if they did, so
I know. Not a
or
fan
their
of
families
any.
Out there.
No, but we do like Marlins trivia. Maybe we'll ask them a Marlins.
Where's your dad
question.
From?
Long Island. Is that part of New York?
Yeah, you're. Oh, you know what? You're a real jack job.
That's part of New York.
You're
I'm
a real
sorry.
Jack job. You are. Everybody somewhere along the line.
Did you know that, or did you just?
I tell no, you, he never told me. Fraud. Anyway,
that's okay.
Hey, we've been doing it late. We'll do it. What do you say we do it in the 8 o'clock hour yeah. or something this morning?
Born and raised. There, yeah.
But anyway, the old Met. I got you on that one. But yeah. The Mets, man, need to finish it out and got to get some wins here. Not going to happen. The Marlins are. I'm sure Skip got on that plane on their way home and said, "Hey guys, we're treating this 3-game series like it's our playoffs." And we're going to do everything we can try to win this thing.
This is true. So it's the only thing that unites South Florida sports fans is our hatred for New York teams.
I
you know, the sad thing, though, and honestly, there's a lot of those rivalries have lost their luster.
There's a lot of guys that I know that still wear Yankee caps. You see them, I'm going, there. Wow, yeah, I grew up there when I was a kid. No, but
those rivalries just don't hit the same way that they used to, right? Like Heat Knicks. No, is dead for the most part, right? No. It got a little revival in the was it the Stoudemire Mello when he punched the fire extinguisher thing?
No, but we can't seem to be good. The rivalries start to die because the teams can't be good at the same time anymore like they used to when Patrick was playing against Alonzo.
Yeah, like I don't see people getting all amped up for Dolphins Jets on Monday Night Football.
No, that thing we and you know what? Bob with Schusen and I talk about that. And Bob says, we just can't seem to be good at the same time. And then, of course, when I was playing, they had really good teams, and we played 3 times 1 year, including one of them to go to a championship game. Yeah, so through the years, it just hasn't happened a lot. Either one team's been good or the other's been good, or let's be honest, most of the time we've both been bad or very below average or – average. I told you what they did to me my rookie year, the Jets. We were 8-8 my rookie year. And then we started after that, we took off and started. We went through a nice run. But my rookie year, we were 8-8 in 1980. And the Jets, I believe, were 4-12. And guess what? They beat us twice. They were 4-12. It was like, hey, we're not going to playoffs. We have a higher pick than you do in the first round. And so we know we're not going either, but we're at least going to get something out of this. A much higher pick than you are. And you guys are going to be picking in the worst place, Woody, as you always say, 8-8 or yeah. Now 8-9 or 9-8 is the worst place to be just outside the playoffs.
Yeah. But Dolphins Jets growing up was like the best. I mean, that was Heat Knicks was the best.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's our best rivalry in this town.
Oh, it's
Canes FSU. I mean, like
the best thing.
What's
we
our
have?
Best pro rivalry?
Canes FSU.
Panthers Lightning
that we get every year. It's Canes FSU. And then it's.
Are we going Panthers Lightning?
Yeah. Panthers Lightning got to be up there
because
yeah.
It was. Remember, Heat Celtics was great.
Yeah.
For a while there. But
all right. We got to go to break here. We've got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. EJ Manuel's going to join us from ACC Network Analyst. We'll talk to him. A little college football coming up. So, matter of fact, you know what? We're just going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.